Welcome to the 15-question pop quiz for Tainus Daf Gimel Plus, the three bonus questions from previous Maseches. Number one, which tefillin the person should mentally organize his tefillos before davening with regard to the tefillos of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and the Yom Tovim? That's on Daf. Laman Hay and Rosh Hashanah. Good. Number two, which stuff do you learn how we know that we blow three sets of three blasts? That's on Daf. Lama Dalad. Good. Number three, which stuff do you learn that we do not say Hal and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur because of the seriousness of the day? That's on Daf. Lama Bays. Good. Number four, which stuff do you learn that snow is beneficial to the earth like five rainfalls? That's on Daf. Gimel and Tainus. Good. Number five, which daf of a machlokes if yavava is a sobbing sound or a moaning sound? That's on Daf. Lamed Gimel. Good. Number six, which daf and why we blow shosh shvarim and a trua between the tekiyas? That's on Daf. Lamed Dalad. Good. Number seven, which daf and why the Mishnah refers to mashiva ruach mirah geshem as gvuros hagashamim? That's on Daf. Bays and Tainus. Good. Number eight, which did they learn that just as the world cannot exist without wind, so too the world cannot exist without Yisrael? That's on Daf. Gimel and Tainus. Good. Number nine, which did they learn that Rabbi Eliezer learns that we start mentioning rain on the first day of Sukkos from the mitzvah of Lulav and not Nisach HaMayim? That's on Daf. Bays and Tainus. Good. Number ten, which did they learn that Yochanan ben Zakkai was Metakan nine Tekanos, the eighth one being that a kohen cannot ascend the duchen wearing sandals? That's on Daf. Lamed off. Good. Number 11, which of the one that Shulei Chatzibur can be motzi the workers in the field who are forced to miss davening? That's on Daf. Lamed hey. Good. Number 12, which daf do we learn that there are three keys that are in the hands of Kadosh Baruch Hu and they're not given over to a shaliach? That's on Daf. Bays and Tainus. Good. Number 13, which daf do we learn that dew is never withheld from the mice of Eliyahu and Achav and the drought? That's on Daf. Gimel and Tainus. Good. Number 14. Good. Number 14, which daf do we learn it's better to go where there's a suffix whether you'll hear shofar than to a place where it's a vada that you'll hear musaf? That's on Daf. Lamedalad. Good. Number 15, which daf do we learn that wherever zichronos are mentioned, malchios should be mentioned? That's on Daf. Lamed Beis. Excellent. Now the three bonus questions. Number one, which daf do we learn if one forgot to make an erev, he must sell his flour for others to bake or cook for him? That's on Daf. Yid Zayin and Beya. Good. Number two, which daf do we learn that the morning begun in the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim are mufchar babad, they're the choicest linen? That's on Daf. Lamed Hei and Yuma. Good. And number three, which daf do we mokok is whether yesh lavad be'emsa, whether there's lavad in the middle or not? That's on Daf. Yid Ches and Sukkah. Excellent. That concludes the pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldem Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.